everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here for the Road to the Podcast Awards special, day 12. This is your daily voting reminder for Saturday, March 14th, 2015. And I am back here with the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Cicerino.
Hello, everybody.
Nicole, how are you doing?
I am great. I'm a little tired today.
I feel like that's the same for you every day.
It's because the baby hasn't been sleeping.
Seems like he's been sleeping.
Well, because you've been sleeping.
Well, why can't you sleep?
Because he's crying.
I don't think so. I think I would hear it if he was crying.
Really?
All right. Nobody wants to hear about this. Anyway, so this is your daily voting reminder for the podcast awards. Of course, Rob is a Podcast is nominated for two podcast awards for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year.
Yes.
That's right, Nicole.
Yes.
Nicole, have you voted today?
I have not voted today. I don't think my 24 hours is up yet.
Did you remember to vote yesterday?
I did, because you know what? This reminded me.
Yes. So doing this podcast, if anything, it's just reminding you to vote every day.
It's working for me, yes.
Okay, so doing this show has been a great help to get Nicole's vote in the podcast awards. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so today's question, of course, comes to us from our voicemail. And of course, you could send in your voicemail at robisawebsite.com/voicemail. And this is a question which you probably will find interesting.
Okay.
We hope.
I'm a little scared.
We hope. And this is a question that comes to us from Dan Sinensky.
Oh, Dan. Dan's the man.
Dan, who I met in person the other night at the live Know It Alls show. He came out and he has a question for us today, Nicole. Here is Dan.
Hey, Robin, Nicole. This is Dan Sinensky. I had a great time at Live Know It Alls, but anyway, here's my question. Rob, what do you tell people you do for a living, and how do they react? And Nicole, what do you tell people that Rob does for a living, and how do they react to you? Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Nicole. This is an age-old question of what does Rob do for a living? First, let me hear from you, Nicole. When people ask you, what does your husband do? What do you tell people?
It depends on the age of the person. Like, if it's someone that's older, I just say you're in broadcasting.
I'm in broadcasting.
Because I don't want to get into an explanation.
And what are do they ask what I broadcast or what?
They just think you're fancy.
I'm in broadcasting. Wow. Okay. So you're lying to old people.
It's not really lying. You are broadcasting something.
I guess so. But yeah. I mean, it's really, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Okay. Well, when I don't feel like giving an explanation, that's what I say.
So you say he's in broadcasting?
Or I say you're a dog trainer.
No, you don't really say I'm a dog trainer.
No.
Okay, that's a joke.
That's a joke.
Okay, so then
it would be an easier explanation, though.
Of course it would be easier. Then what about people who are not as old?
I say, well, do you know what a podcast is?
And what do they say?
And some say yes, some say no, some just look at me like I have six heads.
Okay, so if they look at you and they don't know what a podcast is, then what do you say?
I say it's like a radio show for the internet that you can listen to at any time.
And then they look really confused?
They still look confused.
Even the people that know what a podcast is?
No, the people who know what a podcast is, they get it. And some of them have listened to your show.
Wait, so there's people that ask you, what does your husband do for a living? And then you tell them that I'm a podcaster, and it turns out that then they've listened to the show. The story sounds very incredulous.
I think some of them are lying.
So they're lying about the part when they asked you, what do I do? Or they're lying about the part where they said
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. They think it's Boston Rob that you're married to?
Probably.
Yes. Okay. So that sounds like you're stretching. Either you're lying or that the people talking to you are lying.
Yeah, the people I'm talking to are just being nice.
They're being nice.
They're being nice.
Okay. So they're being patronizing and not in a good way.
Yes. Well, it is a good way. They're not being rude going. Yeah.
But not in the good way in that they're supporting Rob as a Podcast with monthly contributions. That's the good kind of patronizing.
Yes. No, there was one person that actually did listen to the show.
Okay. And they said, oh, I hate that show?
No, they said they love the show.
But they asked you what I did for a living?
I guess they didn't know my last name.
So they just happened to be, I mean, it's not like there's so many random people on the street that just happened to be you know, the people that Jeff Probst talks to, and also I just happened to be a listener of the podcast. So somebody that was a podcast listener met you and then asked you what you did for a living, or what your husband did for a living. And then it turned out that they were a listener of the podcast and they didn't know that you were married to me and that you are on the podcast that they listened to.
It gets even crazier. So she went to Oswego too.
All right, this is a very far-fetched story,
it's
Nicole.
It's not far-fetched. It happened.
It is far-fetched.
No, it happened.
Even if it happened, it can still be far-fetched.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, so when people ask me, what do I do for a living? Usually, like, I have to do, like, the mental thing. Does this person know
what a podcast is
or anything on the internet? So
do you do the big, well, and take a deep breath like you're going to be talking for a while?
Sometimes, I guess. I mean, typically what I'll do, if somebody who I can tell, like, they're definitely not going to get it, I'll say that I, you know, work on websites. I run websites.
So this is kind of the question of, like, what's your dog's name?
Yeah, that's a different one. That's a different one.
But it's similar.
In some ways, it's similar because it's a long answer and it's hard to explain.
And if it's an old person, we just say Molly.
And so I will say that I do websites, and then so sort of give them like a weird look, and they're like, oh, what kind of websites do you do?
You should
then,
just say porn.
No, well, no, I don't say porn, but I think that a lot of times people come away from talking with me thinking that I am, you know, doing some sort of something pornographic. Hopefully they just think I'm like posting the pornographic videos and not like being like one of these like webcam guys.
Or you're the model.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That I hope that people aren't thinking.
Do they look downstairs when they're talking to you?
Well, no. I hope they're not thinking like I'm one of these guys with like a camera and like a keyboard and sit there all day, wait for people to show up. Uh-huh. So I just tell them that I do websites, and then if they really start to like, oh, what kind of websites? And I say that I'm a reviewer. I review things, and I'm sort of a blogger, and I don't get into podcasts. And then if you meet somebody that knows what a podcast is, then I'll say like, oh, I do podcasts, and then that's followed up by the question, but can you make money doing that?
Yeah.
I say, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Well, I'm not homeless. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not homeless. And sometimes it's trickier because you run into situations where it's like, if you were trying to, like, when you're like doing anything like official, like, and you have to put your like your job down on something, then it's also like, you know, if you're like taking out an application for something, then they want to know what your job is, and you can't really like have an essay portion of that to say what it is. I think I just write that I'm sometimes I make it sound like I'm more of a website designer.
Yeah.
Or a website like programmer, which I think also sounds like it's better. And I guess it's not a lie.
Yeah.
I do like a little bit of going into putting things on a website.
Yes.
You know, so it's not lying. And I have built websites for people before in the past as client work.
But it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's a lie. You don't design websites. It's a lie.
It's not as far-fetched as the person that you allegedly talked to that was a listener of the podcast that asked you what I do for a living. Unless they knew everything and they were tricking you into thinking that they didn't know what was going on.
I don't think that's what happened. I think that she actually listened to it. She went to Oswego too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So we need a hashtag to tell people if they believe Nicole's story.
Stop it. No, stop it.
First off, there's no hitting during podcasting. That's the golden rule.
That wasn't a hit. It was a poke.
That's rule number one.
It was a poke.
Yes. There's no physical contact during the podcasting whatsoever. No touching. No touching.
You need arm's length at all times.
Yes. Yes. And then second of all, see rule number one.
I will hit you.
It's only talking in a podcast. There's no physical communication.
There are no official rules to podcasting. It's kind of do whatever you want.
Listen, that works for no collar people that they don't follow the rules. Mm. But in this instance, I'm white collar. I'm making the rules. And one of the rules is no physical contact on a podcast.
We don't know what collar you are.
Yes, it's a big, well, yeah, Eliza started a whole big thing during the Live Know-It-Alls, like, I don't believe you, you're not white collar, you're not no collar, because everybody wants to be no collar. It's like, boy, I mean, why did Eliza get such a bug up her butt about this?
It's Eliza, you know she gets.
She's worked easily up. Worked up. I mean, what do you think?
I think that you love rules too much to be no collar.
I guess so, but I really like, you know, I don't have a regular job. How could I be white collar when we can't even figure out how to describe what it is I do for a living?
You're a business owner.
I guess so.
And you don't sell coconuts on the beach.
I don't sell coconuts on the beach. And right, I'm not like a drifter, but it's hard to say that I'm a white collar person when I don't leave my house.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
5 o'clock.
And what time do you go to work?
5:05.
And what time do you come home?
Like 10 o'clock.
Do you do construction?
No.
Do you sit at an office?
I stand most of the day now.
Well, because sitting's bad for you, but you're at an office.
Yeah, I was sitting like 14 hours a day at one point. I said that I read an article like sitting is the new smoking.
Yes. And you stand by a computer?
Always.
Okay, well, you don't sound blue collar. It sounds like you got a pretty regimented job. You're white collar.
Okay, we'll see.
And you love rules. You are a stickler for rules.
I like the rules that I make. I don't like the other people. So I feel like in some areas, I'm somewhere in between white collar and no collar.
You are not no collar. I'm agreeing with Eliza.
Could I just be sort of like pale collar?
Your pale skin.
Because like I'm not quite white collar. Like I don't wear by definition, a white collar person is somebody who wears like a white collared shirt.
So you're white pajamas.
Something like that. Yeah. So I feel like it's somewhere in between white collar and no collar, but I do feel like I put a lot of I work a lot like a blue collar person.
Okay, white collar people work hard too.
They work hard, but I feel like that they're just well compensated. They don't have to work as hard.
You don't do manual labor.
These podcasts make themselves?
You're so stupid.
That's stupid. All right. So I don't know if we answered. Did we answer the question? How do we explain what we do when people ask?
Yes,
when
we answered the question.
Okay. All right. So that's going to do it for today's Vote for the Podcast Awards.
Hashtag white pajamas.
White pajamas. All right, so go ahead, vote daily.
Hashtag, right?
Great. Go ahead, vote daily at podcastawards.com. Podcast Awards voting is going on for like another like 13 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Just keep voting. Don't count the days.
Yeah, we'll tell you when.
We'll tell you when to stop.
Go to podcastawards.com to vote for Rob's podcast for our two podcast awards. And we will be back with Road to the Podcast Awards. What is it?
You think I know?
Okay, we'll be back for the Road to the Podcast Awards for your voting reminder on Sunday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.